We're live.
We're live. Woohoo! We are live. Here we go then, folks. Episode 4 of the Kubuntu podcast. And as usual, we are disorganized, in disarray, all over the place. Only half of the cast are here. We don't know where Aaron is right now, but we're going on the button anyway because that's just how we roll. Welcome, everybody. My name is Rick Timmis.
Hello, I'm Ovidio Florin.
And Aaron is a very naughty boy because he's not here.
Following your example.
He is, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I set the precedent for leaving it to the last minute. And now he's just taken it a step too far, hasn't he?
No, as far as I know, his job is very demanding and he doesn't have really that much time.
Right.
So
well,
he's coming right now straight from his job. So he's, I don't know, maybe preparing. He's getting himself pretty.
Well, it could be hours.
Ah, it's not that slow.
Okay, good stuff. So, of course, it's after the summer break, isn't it? We have, we're live, Aaron's saying we're live in the IRC. Yes, and you're late. Lol. There we go. Of course, after the summer break, last time we caught up was just after Academy when we were there. What have you been up to, Ovidio? How was your summer?
Whoa. So it's been a long month since the last podcast. Many things happened. I don't even remember all of them. But since I came from Academy, I got this awesome, huge to-do list, mostly KDE stuff, and they're organized by days, by weekdays. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of stuff to do and very little time to do it. At work, I have to do many things since I'm working on a project, getting ready to work on it alone. And that's also very demanding. So because of all that, all these things have clumped together on me. And I said, okay, I need to get rid of something that stresses me a lot. So what stresses me? My hair. So I just got rid of it. That's why my hair is short.
Well, I think it looks good, actually. I like the new style.
Hairstyle. It's
sharp. Yeah, you look sharp, Ovidio. It's sharp dress, man.
Thanks.
Here we go. Okay.
Okay, let's get back to stuff that happened. These are going in the news. This is going in the news, what happened.
Yeah, we'll cover that in a moment. I know Aaron's just asked for a link, so he'll be clicking to join us any moment. So.
The link is in the Telegram group.
Yep. He's got that. I've just posted that in IRC. So be with us in a moment, and we'll see how he goes. Here he is now, the very man himself. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Welcome!
Outside of an inside joke, I think.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm here, I'm good. Late, as per usual, I guess.
Are you feeling the stress? Are you feeling the pressure?
That's always pressure, every day.
How's work for you?
Sucky! I
hope your boss isn't watching.
If you like work, you're lying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm not going to talk about my job.
Me neither.
Okay, so, Rick, before the show, I told you that I'm going to tell you during the show what I've been working on right now, just the pre-show setup. So, as you can see, my webcam is a lot better. My video quality is a lot better. The lighting is better, and the background is better. Hey, I'm blue.
So, yeah.
What I have running here is actually the webcam I'm using right now is actually my OnePlus One. that's connected via a cable to my laptop. I'm running, I think it's Droid Cam.
Okay.
Yeah, the application is Droid Cam. Only one problem. The Linux version of the application, it's open source, but it's broken. So in order to run, I had to hack some things in the application. It emulates a video device. And I have a script that runs, and every time the application crashes, it waits 2 seconds, and then it restarts the application and reconnects to the device. So that's why, from time to time, you will see a green screen while the script restarts the application.
Okay, all right. So we did see one of those. Earlier on.
A few, because there's something wrong in the application. I get a segmentation fault every few minutes. Yeah. And the script just makes sure it's done, it's terminated, and then it restarts. So that's what I have right now.
Okay. Well, but, I mean, it's looking very good. It's a big improvement. It's obviously enhanced by the new video hairstyle and reduced facial hair and all that kind of.
Yeah. By the way, Aaron doesn't know about this. Hey, Aaron, I cut my hair.
Yeah, I see that.
I look normal now. Rick, what did you call me before the show?
How did I look before the show? you no longer do you look like some crazy Mexican bandit. Okay. You've even got the name, haven't you? Hey, gringo, your name is Ovidio, you crazy Mexican bandit.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, let's get... Aaron, give us your update status.
What's my what?
Your update. What have you done since the last podcast?
I started working, updating the screenshots for the documentation for 1510. I still need to do some more work to get hooked into the main website, which just got launched.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about that. I wanted to say that in the news section.
Oopsie.
Spoilers. Oh, it's okay, no problem. We'll just showcase it.
Turns up late, deviates from the script.
Okay, we'll have to do some video editing after this.
No, don't listen. Do you know the point is that we're keeping it real. The thing's gotta flow. This is a live show. People have got to expect snags, you know.
Yeah.
So it's good. But anyway, it sounds like it's coming together. It sounds pretty good on the old docs front, Aaron.
Yeah, have you seen the new docs? I've updated it and made it pretty.
No, I haven't seen the new docs. Not since you've made them pretty. Are these the ones that Aaron has been working on with Sphinx?
No, I'm talking about the podcast docs. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I was talking about Kubuntu 1510 docs.
Oh, you guys talk about Kubuntu here? Oh, I didn't know that.
Cool. Okay. So, well, look, I've got 54 seconds left. And I've been doing loads. I only just came back from holidays about 3 days ago. So I've been off on holiday, on vacation for the last 3 or so weeks with my family and wandering around and on the beaches and relaxing and kicking back.
Where have you been?
We went across to the south of England, so just on the coast. Near the cities of Bournemouth and Southampton. We went and visited some castles and country houses and spent time on the beaches and visited a couple of islands and things like that. Did some snorkeling and, whizzing around in boats. And yeah, it was great. We had a really good time and it was really, really good to spend that focused time with the family with no computers, no mobile phone.
Oh, I know that.
You know, no internet. no way to contact me at all.
Rick, did you listen to your voicemail?
No, I just deleted them all.
Oh, man.
You have free messages from me. You can ignore the first two because I don't know what happened those nights.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, let's get to the news section.
Okay. Segway. Da-da-dum. All right, then.
Ubuntu news.
Done. That was really good. We should add that to the soundboard.
Oh, maybe Andrea wants to make a new image for us so that we can add a segue for Kubuntu news.
Maybe. Okay, that could be good. Especially in what it's been making so far looks pretty good. All righty. So, well, at the top slot in the news articles here is, of course, the new Kubuntu website. Went live just a day, 2 days ago. Get off to kubuntu.org, go and see the new website. Tell us about it then, guys. It's been work in progress for a long time. Who's going to start first? A video?
I'm going to show it.
All right.
So, here it is. Let me full screen this. Okay. So, this is our new Kubuntu website. New and improved and Plasma 5 themed. I'm not going to tell you what you can find in here, but I'm just going to show you a few things of how it looks. Some pages that I'm particularly proud of. Yeah, I'm lazy of getting a picture of myself, so sorry. Jonathan told me, actually, I think he screamed at me once to get a new picture in there, but yeah.
Definitely need a picture of yourself in there, a video. Oh.
Yeah, I should. Okay, so these are the main people in Kubuntu, but not the only ones. These are people that currently put in the most effort in making Kubuntu awesome, but you can also see the list on Launchpad with everybody who gets involved. Okay, the news section looks pretty improved with a calendar, so you can see by date, tags, all these new pretty updates.
So Kubuntu.org, for those watching this live or join us in the IRC, Kubuntu.org. Join and come and take a look at the new website.
The download page is still pretty much the same as the old one, but this will get updated. What else? Community page. We have a Kubuntu Brazil right now. We have a Kubuntu Brazil community. And this is our social part, which, because every social network has to have their own way of showing things and doing things, that's why it looks broken. I'll have to find a widget or something that makes them all look pretty and makes them all look the same. I'll see if I can find something. Sorry, guys. This is the best I could come up with in very short term. Okay. And as usual, the support page where everybody can find stuff. Cool. Feature tour. Oh, I should show the feature tour because this is the presentation part for Kubuntu where everybody can see the parts of Kubuntu. And you have here some buttons you can click on. It takes you directly to that part. You can click on this. It takes you back to the top. Yoo-hoo!
Yeah. This is actually a really nice section, and I very much like the way this has been put together. I know it's funny, actually, but watching the it's not easy to see from the website, but a huge amount of deliberation and discussion within the community has taken place to develop this site, and it's taken a long time, actually. You know, people going through things and pulling things together to get it to that state. And I know that feature tour, what's really good about it, and I think if you're sharing or telling your friends or telling other people about Kubuntu, get them to go and have a look at Kubuntu.org and just look at the feature tour, because the images are really good. They demonstrate the applications really well, and the wording explains really crystal clearly and succinctly exactly what you can expect from each application. And as a marketing tool for Kubuntu, for our distro, I think the feature tour page is a real winner.
Plus one.
Plus a billion.
Oh, damn.
So the key to this is what we need people to do is we need people now to get visitors to the kubuntu.org website. We need you to download the distros, share the links with people, point people to the website so that they can go and see, you know, because this will, the website's done really cleanly, and it will encourage people to download the distribution and to try it out. So get out there and share kubuntu.org. Tell people about it and help us get some traffic going towards that website, guys. That'd be really good.
Right now I have some analytics program getting ready to be implemented so we can track how many visitors we get and see where we need optimizing. So we are using WordPress right now, and the theme that we're using right now is a child theme of the Advertica theme, and the code for that theme is on GitHub. It's currently on my GitHub, but it will probably be moved on some Kubuntu official Git repository, and people can contribute there, give us pull requests if you think that something needs to be fixed, or just tell us something that you think that thing doesn't look pretty or doesn't look right. For example, we got a message from Alex recently that on mobile phones, if the title is too big, then it doesn't look right. So that's on my to-do list to fix. But overall, awesome. We are very excited about the site.
Yeah, we are. So let's get some feedback on that. So I'm going to press things along a little bit because we've got a big show notes, docs. We've got loads of things in the show for you folks that we're going to be covering with you tonight. So stick with us. Let's dive into the next section then. In fact, actually, before we do that, we haven't heard from Aaron. We've scolded him for deviating from the script and for turning up late, and then we've not asked him his opinion. This is not good. Aaron, what are your comments and thoughts on the website, on the new website going live? What do you think?
Exciting. Very stress-free now that it's actually out in the open now. It's awesome. Lots of work from the community was put into it. Lots of work for a video. Martin and a lot of other people in the community gave feedback and ideas, and tons of work was put into a big plus to the community, and I like it.
Plus a billion.
Plus a trillion.
Yeah. Yeah, it's looking it's all looking really good, and it's all looking super shiny. Okay, so whilst I've got you on the mic, Aaron, I see that the next element in the show notes is Plasma 5.4 has been released. Let's discuss that. Who wants to shout out about tell us a bit more about Plasma 5.4?
There's lots of improvements. One thing we got if anyone was in a 1404 to 1410, we had a launcher called Home Run Launcher. And we have now a similar launcher that's a full screen launcher now that we have. new audio controls. I don't know if video has it installed or not. No, he's on
it installed, but I'm showing right now the release
announcement. There's a new audio volume applet. That's really pretty and a lot more simple than the current one we have now. There's the full screen launcher dashboard. And then over 1,000 new icons from the Breeze theme got put into. A lot of the icons finish it up theme applications were missing icons in the Breeze theme. Like there's a lot of icons now in KTorrent that were missing. And we're just using the Oxygen icon set as fallback, but now everything's using Breeze everywhere, which looks really pretty.
Yummy.
What is that page that you're looking at there, Ovidiu? You've got a. Is that.
This is a Plasma 5.4 release announcement.
Okay. Could you share a link with that in the IRC for me? Maybe so I could go and have a look.
It's in the show notes. You can take it from there.
Oh. Okay.
By the way, guys, I wanted to tell you, Google Docs has an awesome function, publishing. At the end of the show, we can just publish this document we have. We can just clean it up a little bit, and we can publish it in the description of the video, and people can just see there the show notes.
Ace. That sounds really good.
Okay,
so
what else is new in 5.4? KRunner history. Aaron, do you want to continue?
We can switch back and forth.
Okay.
So KRunner now has a lot more usefulness. It hasn't been useful before, but right now it remembers and it understands more what you want to do and what you want to search for. So when you use often a command, it helps you find that faster. The network manager applet now has a graph that shows you your network usage. And something that Martin Grassland is particularly happy about, Wayland preview.
Yeah, absolutely.
So 5.4 is ready for more testing in Wayland. And I don't think it's cool. Yeah, it's here it says, but it's not high DPI support. It has been there, but right now it's much more improved.
So will it render to a 4K monitor now then, Ultra HD?
I think even bigger. I'm not sure. I don't have a screen to test it, but
woohoo.
And here are many other changes you can read on the release announcement, and you can see the full change log, which is absolutely huge.
I need a new 4K desktop monitor at work.
Just to show you the new. This is the new launcher.
If we want to show that.
Sorry. When do we expect to see some of this stuff coming down into the mainstream Kubuntu release? Will that come as an upgrade in 15.04, or will it not be packaged until 15.10 Wiley?
Aaron, I think you know more about this.
Most of 5.4, I believe, is packaged in Wiley already. There's not much being backported at the moment because we need more people to work on it. Not as many people get it as quickly as we would like, but it's getting there.
So we need more packages, is what you're saying. Is that right?
We always need more packagers and documentation writers and all that stuff. All the awesome people.
Okay, so if you want to find out more about packaging on Linux and Ubuntu, and obviously specifically on Kubuntu, or if you want to find out about how Sphinx works and how we put our documentations together using really simple text files and then create awesome docs, which I actually took I took the help that you gave me on Sphinx, Aaron, and I took that to my team, my at work development team, who've just done a full suite of documentation for the API using Sphinx, and the results are absolutely magic. Really, really pleased with it. So if folks in the community want to learn some of that technology and find out more about it, then get in touch with us. You can find out more on chat.freenode.net. Come and join the IRC channel, Kubuntu Devel, or Kubuntu Podcast. Get in touch with us via the various routes. You can see that information in the show notes, and we'll help you. You know, Rick, Ovidiu, Aaron, Scarlett, and Jonathan, all of those folks that you saw there on the page, we're all hanging out in IRC. We'll help you come and get involved with us and work on this awesome project.
Okay. Something else in the news is KDE Applications 15.08 has been released. This includes many updates in the Dolphin, the Contact Suite, Arc, PicMe, and many other applications from education, from
KDN Live, Caden Live. Updates to that. That's such a great tool. Video, just really, really good video editor, KDN Live.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. It has been updated, but only available for Wiley. And this awesome guy, Aaron, packaged it for Vivid. So we can release it. We can use it on the currently released Kubuntu. But it's still just in his PPA. So people, we need testers. We need to test this so that we can get it into the official repos. That's KDN Live and also DigiCam.
Good job, Aaron. Good skills, buddy. Nice one. I'll test that for you. I'll get your PPA and pull it in, test it.
You need to have the backport PPA installed at least for KDN Live. DigiCam doesn't need it, but just install it anyway, the backport PPA.
Okay. Yep, I'll do that.
Okay. What else we have? The Kubuntu team has started using Telegram as another means of chatting besides IRC, mostly because it's mobile friendly and Telegram is open source, at least the client. And right now we are searching for a bot that can help us and connect IRC to Telegram. IRC bouncer inside Telegram. Okay, one more piece of news. Kubuntu Wiley is getting ready. There's Wiley Beta 1 has been released. You can see it on our website in the news section. You can get there the ISO images, and we want people to test them, to give us your feedback, so we know how to continue, and if there are any problems, we know that we have to fix them.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. So reaching out to the community, come and get involved with us, get involved in the various channels. We'll help you, just speak up, speak up in IRC on the mailing lists, let us know what help you need to get started, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction. Much of what needs to be done right now, as a video just said, is actually, in the main, it's testing the build of Wiley before we get it ready for release, and making sure that everything is working. And of course, in doing so, you're going to get to play with all of that state-of-the-art brand new Plasma 5.4 tech in doing that, so that'd be really good. I was going to make a mention of Telegram as well, just before we sort of transited to the Wiley release, because I found Telegram really useful, because I jump between about three or four different machines as well as my Ubuntu phone, and I go between my work, my Ubuntu phone, sometimes my Android device, my desktop PC here, and my laptop. And these groups that Aaron created, the Kubuntu team group and the Kubuntu podcast group, they've just been really useful for helping me keep in the loop with things, because I tend to be very time poor. I am very enthusiastic about doing things, and as a result, I end up with not enough time to do all the things that I'm enthusiastic about. But Telegram's really helped me stay in the loop a little bit, and it's a really nice app. It works really, really well.
We also have an official, I don't know if I can call it official or not, we have a KDE Telegram Cafe group, we have a Plasma Mobile group, we have KDE Apps on Android group, and many others.
So there's loads going on, and in actual fact, during the day, once you get hooked into these channels, there's action taking place all day long. IRC is busy with folks chatting, all the development team that you've seen there, the Kubuntu channel, and on Telegram, there's always people chatting and talking. It's a good active community, so come on down and join us, get involved.
Okay, Rick, before we move on to the InFocus section, there's some things that I forgot to mention. All the interviews for Academy have been published. Everything has been edited in KDN Live.
And, whoa!
Yeah, and one more. That's everything is there. It's in most of them are in HD or full HD. And And one more thing I wanted to say about myself. I've started a vlog. And I've started talking about stuff that I make around here. mostly on my project with Raspberry Pi that I'm playing, but also with other things. For example, one short thing, I built a phone holder for my tripod out of ice cream sticks, and right now I'm using it to hold my phone, which is my camera.
Okay, okay. Out of ice cream sticks.
On my blog. Okay, that's it. I'm done with this. Let's move on to the In Focus section.
Well, can I just say, you know, a great job on those interviews. Both you and Aaron worked really hard over at Academy. I so wish I was there. And you did a great job of grabbing all of those interviews and then following that up and getting them all edited and posted into our channel. So nice work. Really, really good. Thank you very much. Okay. So let's get over to InFocus. So, is somebody going to do the screencasts of these? Okay.
They're coming on Wiley, or unless he has one.
Yeah, sorry guys, this is still a Vivid machine, and it hasn't been updated in a very long time. But everything that you will see here is available on every KDE, every Kubuntu. So what you will see here is...
So these are the core apps, basically. In this section, as we said earlier on, we're going to cover a lot, and we're going to move quite quickly through these, but we're going to take you through most of the core... Well, we're going to take you through some of the core applications that come with the distribution when you first install it. Many of these are covered on that feature tour page that you can find on kubuntu.org, and what we're going to do is take a look at these, and the first one that we're looking at right now is the file manager, Dolphin. And now a video is going to move quite quickly through this, but pay attention, folks, because actually Dolphin's got a lot of hidden features that make it just really, really powerful. So go ahead, Avidio. I know you love Dolphin, man, so tell us all about it.
I love the Dolphin so much I would go on a date with it. Unless my wife will be mad. Okay. So Dolphin is the most awesome file manager I've ever found. So it can do so many things that I gave up. I don't know. I should make a list of how many programs I gave up, because I don't need them anymore, because Dolphin can do all that stuff. So, first of all, for example, everybody uses Total Commander, right? Or knows, everybody knows about Total Commander or Midnight Commander or any application that has two panels and you can move files in between them. Okay, Dolphin has this awesome feature that you can access using the split button or F3 on your keyboard. There, you have this split. You can hide the info panel on the side with F11, and with F9 you can hide the places. And now you have, just like the Total Commander, you have both of these, except you don't have the up. But in order to get the up, you just configure toolbars, search for up, pull this button here next to back and forward. Okay, and you have the up button. And now, whichever you have in focus, just click on up, and it goes up one directory. There. If you want to move stuff, you also have this breadcrumbs part. If you want to move stuff, you can just drag and drop, and here it gives you options. What you want to do? Move, copy, link. You can use the keyboard for shortcuts, or you can just use your mouse. This is the split view. With F3 or the same, you can close. It always closes the active one, so you should take note of this. As you can see, the icon on top will also show you. Right now it shows the right one because the right one is active. If I click on the left one, it will close the left one. So this is something that you should know about. Okay, what else? Configure toolbars. That's I just showed you. A few things that I really like is to add the new tab. Just the same, just here search for tab, and you can see all these tab buttons that you can add. I already have it added, so I won't add it again. New tab, what it does, there, you have a new tab, and you can switch in between them. In each new tab, you can have a different folder opened. Okay, I don't have files in this machine. that I'm demonstrating, but when you're working, especially at, I personally at work, this is extremely useful for me because I work on many things at the same time, and when I just need to, okay, I need to pause this, what I'm doing right now, I don't want to alter this, so I'll just open a new tab and work in there. Dolphin has three views, three ways you can view files and folders. This is the icons view mode, you have a compact view mode, and the details view mode. The details view mode also gives you this tree-like structure, and you can open stuff and go as deep as you go, but the current folder will still remain the folder you currently have open. Ooh, I have a Freenode log. Let's see what's in there.
Don't forget to show the preview view as well, with the little slider that allows you to make preview of images bigger and smaller. That's so cool. I use that all the time.
I personally don't really, because I like them small like this. It's easier for me to find. But whenever I go into a folder that, where I have pictures, for example, in the on the desktop I have two pictures, I click the preview, it automatically makes them bigger so I can see them, and I can increase the size as much as I want. And you can also use control and scroll to change the size. But for pictures, I usually use this layout so I can see everything nice and big. Okay.
I had to make some holiday pictures up last night for my daughter, and I was using that preview mode with all of the pictures, and then I had LibreOffice open, and I was just dragging the pictures straight from there into the add image, and it was just putting the URL in, bang, 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 and within just a few minutes, I picked from about 1,000 pictures using the preview the 12 that I wanted and printed them out. And that was just really, really, really efficient. It was so cool.
Yeah, that's an awesome function. I also use that a lot. Whenever I need a directory, either in the terminal or in a different program, I just open that and grab the directory and let it go where I need it. And it's added there automatically. It just adds the URL. Okay, I want to show two more things because I'm hurrying up through these. The first one is remote locations. I should go with this in the second one. Favorites or bookmarks. Any folder you can take from here and drop it in here. When you see that line, just drop it in there. And that folder is added in your favorites, and you can quickly access it anytime. You can use the back button to go back. And this is another thing that is extremely useful. Even if you're in a remote location, you can add that remote location to your bookmarks or to your places section. And it will open that remote location every time. Okay, now the remote locations. If you click in here, you are in the location breadcrumbs thingy panel toolbar, whatever you want to call it, you can see the current location. You can just copy it from here if you want to, or you can delete that and enter a remote location. For example, if you use FTP, just use FTP :// user at host : port. I'm entering random numbers in here. You can use enter in there. Okay, right now I'm going to get an error because that doesn't exist. But besides FTP, you can use SFTP. You can use Samba for remote shares. Or I think
Fish.
What?
You can use Fish, can't you, as well? FISH, Fish.
I don't know it.
It's like a different
like this?
Implementation of SFTP, I think.
Okay, I don't know about it, but it supports many different formats. If you can enter that format in a web browser or in a console or something, you most likely can add it in here. I think there's a list somewhere with all the protocols it supports, but it supports pretty much most things that common people use. If it doesn't support your form, hey, I can see here, file, fish, FTP, NFS, SFTP, Samba, WebDAV, devices, you can go straight to the device, and others. Oh my God, there are plenty. Oh my God, you cannot get bored. In KDE, you never get bored.
There's probably very little you can't connect to as well.
Yeah, also when I use KDE Connect with my phone automatically appears here in the devices section, and I can just click on it, and it automatically mounts it and opens the phone, and I can just use it. I'm not going to do that right now because I'm afraid I'm going to break my webcam.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's for Dolphin, a quick presentation.
So the story here is you just have to go and use it and play with it and press all the function buttons and go. You'll be amazed at what it can do. In fact, you'll be stunned actually because of what so little that it can't do.
Okay,
so should we move on to the next icon?
About this, if it supports SSH certificates. Yes, it supports SSH certificates. If you connect to a new machine right now, it will show you a pop-up and show you the key and ask you if you want to trust this machine or not. I don't know. Clive, if I haven't answered your question, then we'll continue this after. Okay, next. WenView.
Yeah.
So this is an awesome image manager and viewer. So let me just open this. So you have the browse option, and you can just browse through the images, and you can click on view, or you can just click on the image, and it will open that image. That's the basic that you want to do. That's the most basic things that you can use in GwenView. If you open an image, it will automatically open it with GwenView. But GwenView can do so many things besides this. For example, besides zooming, it can fit, or it can show you 100%. You can see here which part of the image you're seeing. You have a thumbnail bar, which shows you all the images that you have in here. And you have the sidebar, which has three tabs: folders, information, and operations. The information shows you information about that image, like image size, image name. If you click on more, you can choose more options in here. Just expand these tabs. This image doesn't have any EXIF information, or so I can't show them. But if I click on others, you see file size automatically appeared, or file time. You can just click on those, and they will always show. Those will be kept as defaults. In folders, you can just navigate through folders in a tree view and go to a different folder. And the most awesome thing, operations. In operations, you can do so many things. You can do mirror. You can do flip. You can do resize. Choose your size here. You can keep aspect ratio. I'm going to undo this. And it doesn't save yet. You can save it or save as and save it in a different picture. Or you can edit each of these images. For example, I want to crop. I want just this section. You can use advanced settings and set and get a specific size you want. You can also set a specific ratio here. You can crop. It doesn't save, and you can just go through all these images, and you have to save all, and it saves everything. If you don't want to do this, just undo. It says one image modified. Go to it, undo. Done. I have no more modified images. It has red eye reduction. You can rename the file. You can delete it or throw it in the trash. Copy to, move to, link to. Open with, you can choose here to open the image in a different program. Properties shows you the file properties. with permissions, and since this image doesn't have many details, it doesn't have what else to show you, and create folder. It's awesome.
I particularly like that it's got those very simple features for just being able to rotate an image, flip, just change its orientation a little bit, or crop, or things like that. Things that I used to use GIMP for in the past, but GIMP's a very powerful tool.
Yeah, I forgot about the rotate. They're on here.
Yes, that's right. It's just a great tool for being able to dig through the images that you've got off your camera or something like that, crop them, chop them about, resize them, and sort them out very quickly. And it's really easy to use because the tool's very simple. You know, there's not too much there to really complicate things.
Okay, two more things that I want to show because we're getting late and I don't think I will be able to show everything. Meanwhile, Aaron, if you want to talk after I'm done with about Muon hot picks, until then.
I think Aaron was also saying
he wants to present that. I want to present the kickoff and K runner, and then I'm done.
Cool. Okay.
And after that, if he wants to set up so he can show Muon with the newest things that he's done in it. So we have K runner, which you can open by pressing Alt space or Alt F2. Is this search box that you see up here? Do you see that search box?
No, I don't yet, but I'm assuming that that's probably my bandwidth, so I'm not getting the video.
So if I could press Alt space, search box opens on the top side.
That's right, in the center of the screen, top.
Yeah. And in there, you can search for anything. For example, if you want to search for a program, you can search for that program. If you want to run a command, you can type that command, which is a command line command. It will run. It doesn't open a console, but it will run the program. What else? You can... Okay, sorry about my dog. What else? It can search for files. That's the file I have on my desktop. It can search for contacts. It can search through emails. It can search through calendar. It can search through many things. You can click on this configure button, and it will show you an option. What can it search through? You have many things in here. Web shortcuts, unit converter, calculator, desktop sessions. You can just open that and type shut down, and it will shut down. Or you can open this and type 8x8, and it will give you the result. You can use parentheses in here and make more complex calculations. You can go nuts in there. You can type anything and it will help you. And with the recent updates, it also remembers your history and helps you even more. Okay, what else? You might have seen me before I presented Gwenview, but I switched the kickoff. This is not the default. If you click right-click, you have alternatives. And you can choose which application launcher you want to use. This is the default. Here you have favorites, and you have these tabs. And you can scroll through these tabs to open different applications. But personally, I like this one more, the other one, because it's more compact and it moves a little faster than that one. But you have here the logout, reboot, shutdown, your favorites on the left, and of course the awesome search that you can use to search for applications or...
Since the last show, I figured out in order to do the right-click to get the alternative, you have to unlock the widgets to do that. if you lock the widgets, you can't get to that menu.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it last time.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I'm done here. There are still a few applications that I would like to show, but we're running out of time. So, Aaron, if you want to present to Muon.
All right. Let me switch over to my... All right, let's get that mirror out. All right. Can everybody see Muon?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. You just saw Digicam pop up. We got BLC... highlighting great applications, Krita, Marble, and those are the about three applications we're highlighting now in Muon Discover. By default, Muon Discover just highlights the KD support and welcome to Muon Discover. But I have a new package version for Kubuntu settings that adds those extra slideshows to highlight in my PPA as well. I can get testers to test that so you can push that into 1510. And if you have any other more applications you think should be highlighted in Muon Discover, do let us know. We'll add them. Most likely I'll add them in. And that's what I got for Muon Discover. I think it looks much prettier and we can highlight more awesome applications that most people might not know about. Might need to add DigiCam and Katie and Live in there too.
Definitely.
All right.
Aaron, about those featured apps, are they something that gets updated every month or every release, or when do they get updated, and on what criteria are they chosen?
Well, those were at the current moment we didn't really have any other apps in there. They were just Katie, welcome to Muon Discover, and the Katie join the game ad that we've been there for a while. Those were just added at Academy that me and Jonathan fixed up in Kubuntu settings package. I don't think there's really a criteria. If it's a great app that should be highlighted and promoted, I don't really think we should have a criteria about what can be added, what shouldn't be added.
Yeah, if anybody wants some community feedback, you can also always check the reviews that app has gotten. Okay, awesome.
I've got a question actually about the reviews. You know you see the various reviews that come up in Muon. How do I go about adding a review to something? How do I go about putting my comments and starring it?
I've added a review, to be honest, so I don't really know.
You want to try it now? Let's hope it doesn't blow up.
All right, let's...
I don't want to show it on my machine because my machine is old and you have the latest version.
Don't really see a button to add reviews. And I'm looking at VLC right now. I should show my screen.
Because I really wanted to be able to do that, you know, to give that feedback.
Does anybody see it?
Yeah. So you can see, like, it's like an app store, isn't it, with the...
I'm looking at VLC right now. I just see a way to tell if that review was useful or not, and then add more reviews. I don't really see a way to do my own review.
There was a button for this, but I don't remember where it is and how do you get to it.
I wonder if it's
I left a few reviews, but I don't... Ah, wait. Search for an application that you have installed.
Ah, you can only review if you have it installed.
Yeah.
I have Chromium installed, so I should be able to see that. Yeah, I see it. There it is.
Review. If you have the application installed, you can click on review. Do you have your screen shared?
It should be, isn't it?
Yeah. But when you share it, you share a screen, you have to make sure that it's visible to everyone.
Is it not?
It is now. I made it.
Okay, so everybody can see that I'm reviewing Chromium then. Yes? No? Maybe?
Yeah, so if you haven't installed, you have that review button on the bottom after all the reviews. So. I can't believe you're saying that. Okay. And you clicked on OK.
I don't know if it would be in a review system.
If you go to more comments on top, what do you see?
I see someone else. I don't see me.
Okay, then maybe it's on the bottom, or
maybe it's...
if you scroll down, it updates. It fetches more.
Yeah.
I don't know if it ever ends.
I don't think it ever ends. Well, we can review. It might be they have to review the review. Oh, wait.
You found it?
Okay, I saw awesome, so I thought it was mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be endless reviews.
It's okay.
While I'm sharing, do we want to show some features of 5.4 and 14.08 applications? We're 3 minutes left.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I have the full screen launcher installed right now.
Oh. Ooh, shiny.
Transparent.
I can see games.
Oh boy, that looks really nice.
And from what I understand, Martin is working with the Plasma team to get that started by just pressing the Alt, the meta key. Other people know the meta key as the Windows start key.
not on this show.
That's the old one.
But that would be really cool if you could press that little meta key, the one with the penguin on it.
I need to buy that sticker now.
I have the Ubuntu logo on it.
Do you? Oh boy.
The System 76, it comes like that.
Oh, you can see, look, you can see KTorrent has all the Breeze icons now. Everything is themed for Breeze.
What are you downloading
nice.
There?
Hannibal Lecter shows and syncing Kubuntu and OpenSUSE ISOs.
Cuckoo.
I re-upload. what were the other applications?
Yeah, me too. I have KTorrent running here with various different things, Kali Linux and OpenSUSE and a few versions of Kubuntu, and just let people seed from that as well. Leech from that, rather.
Okay, so we had a few more apps on the list that we wanted to present here. I'll just mention them. They were Dragon Player, which is the video player from KDE. Amarok, which is the audio player from KDE, which can not only play music, but also has podcast support. And what else can Amarok do? I know it can do plenty of things, but I don't really use it that often.
Yeah, support Jamendo, Last
that's
FM.
My fault because... when I listen to my music, I listen using Amarok. But usually I'm at work, and I don't have my music at work, so I just use YouTube there. Sorry. Okay.
You need to fix that.
yeah. So another application that I wanted to mention is Contact, which is the personal information management suite of applications. So it has mail... It has a contact list, it has calendar, it has tasks, it has RSS feeds. What else? I don't even remember what else. notes. So all of those things. Contact is the client for all of those things. And you can have all this, store all those things locally or use a server like Colab, or you can use your Gmail. An awesome service that you can use with Contact is Colab Now, which I'm going to tell you guys about it. It's using the KDE server side for mail, contacts, calendar, notes, tasks, and all that stuff. You should really search for KDE PIM and search for that. It's a huge topic. And there are companies building around that project. It's something big that it's too big to cover in a few minutes.
One thing I would say on that is that for people, very often, one of the things that people have got very used to in an alternative operating system environment is the use of Outlook as their calendaring and email and kind of information manager. Contact is will give you kind of all of that functionality and then some that you would find in Outlook. And when you put the two together, Contact and Colab, then you have an Outlook client with an Exchange server service. So for those people that are going, oh, you know, I'm not sure that I could do Linux on the desktop, you can, and those tools will do it, and they've been being successfully deployed in loads of places for at least 10 years, and certainly I know City of Munich used that. So those are the tools to look out for, Contact and Colab.
And for Contact, right now the KDE PIM guys are working on making it work under Windows, so it can... It's broadening its reach, so people can try it even on Windows. It's still under development, and like many other KDE apps, most of them work on Windows, but some of them still need a little bit of tweaking so that it works. So we also need Windows testers. If people want to help with that for KDE to make sure that KDE apps work on Windows and they work best, we do. We hope that by offering them this opportunity, they can see and use and get used to the KDE applications, and then whenever they feel ready, they can migrate and use Linux, use Kubuntu, and get rid of all the stuff that they or we don't like on Windows.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, guys, I think I'm gonna start ringing the bell. I haven't got a bell, but ding, 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 because we're out of time. Can you believe it? Once again, you know, we just run out of time. So I guess we should dive through the outro section and call that off. So you can get in touch with us and contact the Kubuntu team. By visiting the website at kubuntu.org. Come and join in with us in IRC, Internet Relay Chat. You can find us in irc.freenode.net. The channel is #Kubuntu. And we've now got Telegram groups and channels. Come join us on IRC to find out about that, or look us up on Telegram and go and load the app. We've got a growing host of social media channels. Obviously, you can find Kubuntu Podcast on Google+. We've got a Facebook channel. You can find us on Twitter, on Reddit, and on LinkedIn. And if you want to get hold of us here at the podcast team, we too have our own IRC channel. So you can get in touch with us, irc.freenode.net, and that's at #Kubuntu-podcast. You can come join us on Google+ and interact with us and the rest of the podcast community, make comments on things, and of course, watch the shows live or recorded via YouTube. And of course, you can join in and chat with Ovidiu, Aaron, and myself via Telegram anytime you like. Just look us up on Telegram. It is the Kubuntu Podcast Team. And we'll have some extra information for you in the show notes as well. You'll be able to find Aaron's packages that he's been working on. There'll be links for that in the show notes, for Kubuntu settings, for Digicam, and of course for the awesome video editor KDN Live. So I'm going to hand off from myself now to Ovidiu, and in true traditional stance, we're going to let Aaron have the final word. I'm Rick Timmis. Glad you could join us today. I'll see you soon.
I'm Ovidiu Florin. I hope to see you next time.
I'm Aaron Honeycutt. See you next show, guys.
Bye.